Hello, everyone, and welcome to Idle Tales, Episode 2, where we are going to talk about our origin story. Yes.
Yeah, it should be pretty exciting. Just talking about kind of the way that our group formed together. I guess it's been, what, like 8 years now?
Wait, we're not talking about our superhero.
Okay, well, we have to have a whole nother...
That's like four episodes.
Okay.
Yes, of...
I gotta change my notes real fast.
We also have a movie deal for that, so we have to be careful, because...
We haven't talked about that yet.
No, yeah. But no, like how we all got together as just regular, you know, base humans.
Not super or extraordinary in any way. Mundane,
normal, basic ass bitches.
Basic ass bitches.
Which is, yes, the best superhero. Idle Tales 2, basic bitches. Yeah.
Basic ass bitches.
Hey, before we dive into like the new content for this episode, I wanted to circle back to something we talked about in episode 1. Real quick, so I just wanted to give a shout out to Anna, because we talked about the stuff that was like lying around our house, leaned up against the wall and everything.
Yeah.
I went grocery shopping on Sunday and I came back, and Anna, with a hammer in her hand, meets me at the top of the stairs.
Hammer and toothpaste, baby.
Oh man, I'd be scared.
Yeah, and she's like, I may have started hanging some stuff. So we spent like another hour and a half like hanging random things that we had meant to hang on our walls. So we've got like the majority of stuff on the walls that was just like leaned up against the wall, with one major exception that we're struggling to figure out how to get it to hang on the wall the way we want it to.
Okay. So I get the hammer in this picture, but I knew Anna threw out there. I'm very confused and intrigued about this toothpaste.
All right.
So what were you doing with toothpaste?
So when you are not mathematically inclined, such as myself, it's not my superpower. An easy way to hang things, especially if they're like off of little hooks on the back, is to just put a dab of toothpaste under the hook or the hooks, and then align it up on the wall where you want it. Make sure it's level. You can pop a level on the top if you want. Make sure it's level. And then smoosh that baby against the wall. And wherever the toothpaste is stop laughing at me. Wherever toothpaste is, that's where you put your nail, and it's level every time, and you don't need anything else.
I mean, it worked for like three things before I got home.
Yeah,
so.
It did.
I've never heard of that, and that's your superpower.
That. Listen,
that's your origin story, toothpaste.
If there is a superpower for how to do things the laziest way possible, your girl's gotcha.
Well, I mean, you know, there's that whole thing about work like smarter, not harder, right? I never in a thousand years would have thought of toothpaste.
Minty fresh all day. What up?
I love it. All right, so thank you for that beautiful side origin story.
You're welcome, my friends. Where's my Netflix special? Where's my Netflix TV show?
So we met through Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Well, not me and Anna, but our friends.
Well, okay, so that's interesting. Let's talk about the Steve and Anna origin story.
If you hear noise in the background, our dog Duck is chasing his tail and having a really good time. So
he loves Idle Tales time.
Yep, he just gets excited.
It's Idle Tales. He doesn't believe in Idle Tales. He has to chase them.
But yeah, so we went on Reddit. I had recently gotten into Dota 2 pretty seriously. It had been out for like a year or so, I think.
Clarification for home audience, this is Steven and Tyler's origin story, not ours.
Yes.
Yes. Not just Steven Tyler's, but I mean, I guess it was originally me and Steven, and then you came into the picture as the third wheel later. That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so yeah, I made a post on Dota 2 subreddit. I was looking for, because I was trying to get like, not super competitive, but I was like wanting to find a group of people that was going to take the game seriously, but also be chill and be like an adult and be able to like have a conversation, you know, and not just like sit there and play the game and rage at one another like many 12-year-olds on the internet tend to do.
Yeah, and then you found me. Mm-hmm. But no, I remember I similar type of thing. I was actually getting into streaming. I was trying to, back before any of you Dota 2 nerds and fans out there, if you're familiar with Purge, you know, I'm the original Purge, okay? Purge only exists today because of me. As far as, you know, creating instructory videos, as far as, you know, learning Dota and getting into Dota, yeah, that was my bag. I created all of one episode and put it up. And that's how Purge came to be.
Yeah, but then, Purge.
Are you trying to get this podcast, like, off of Spotify? Purge, what he said, he did not mean.
I didn't know this, though.
Did you really?
Yes. Yeah, I made I started when I first got into Dota, and I was looking, and actually it was because I wanted to spread a Dota around. I had the beta, and I was playing it a lot. I mean, I had played Dota All-Stars in college and had a lot of fun with that. All I really did was all random easy mode. But I got into the Dota 2 beta and was playing around with that, and I started getting some extra keys, right? And I was sending those out to friends, and I was, you know, to so I could have people to play with. And as I was running through it with them, I was learning all these things of like, shit, like Dota is a very intense, deep game. And so as I was working through with my friends, I was like, you know what? Like, as I'm going out there, I was like, where are all these, like, I want to create like these videos. Like, I had this idea. I was trying to get into streaming and trying to get into like an idea for doing something to YouTube. And so, yeah, I created basic videos for like what to focus on, like map and like how to address the map. Like, here's the three, you know, the three lanes. And this was back in like tri-lane meta, right? And like, here's the setups of how you go into the lane and what you should be thinking of. Yeah, I did all of that. And it was really just one episode. I think I had like a two, but I didn't actually send it out. Okay. And then I just got lazy. But
it was like, it was basically like a, kind of like what some of the stuff they do in the tutorial now, where they're trying to teach you some of the basics, teach you like where things are located on the map, kind of general like understanding of like what the UI represents and like where things are located, right? It wasn't like, you didn't do like a series on like, this is how you get good, Scrubs.
No, I was just trying to get ultimate basics, because like my friends were coming in having zero knowledge and really zero experience playing any other MOBAs. And so that's what I was trying to work on with them. But yeah, I had that, and then I moved from San Diego to Arizona, and I was trying to get more into streaming, and I wasn't anything crazy or good, and so coming along with that, I was like, you know, I'd like to get in like competitive and do all that, and of course the first thought for me was, let's go on Reddit and just see what's out there. And happenstance came across old Balamus posting on Reddit, I think it was like competitive Dota or something like that, and you were looking, and I liked what you were talking about in the sense of wanting a competitive atmosphere but a chill atmosphere. Like, I didn't want to, as much as I thought I wanted to go pro, I was like, I don't have the time or capacity.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think part of that is like, Anna and I had played several games together up till that point, but she wasn't really like, you weren't ever like a big gamer growing up, right?
No, we didn't. My parents were of the generation of it will rot your brain, and so I remember having an Atari, and it was like half busted. This poor baby, it had Frogger.
Yes.
I think that's it. Like, that's all I can remember.
It's a good one to have.
It is a good one to have. It's like the basics, right? And I could only play it like once every so often. I remember going over to friends' houses to watch them play GoldenEye. And
yes.
I did it so badly I could cry. And every time I played it, I was like, I'm so bad, but this is so like fun. Mm-hmm. And it was just blowing my mind. And then I would play Mario 64 at another friend's house. She would never be there to hang out. She would always go off with her friends. And I was like, hell yeah, it's Mario 64 time, baby. Maybe this is the time I beat it.
You're not friends with this person anymore, are you?
Oh, hell no. No, absolutely not.
So you didn't really like play a bunch of games until I came along.
You fed that fire with gasoline.
Yeah.
Nice, good. Good
man. I was basically like handed a controller at birth, practically. I got my brother's Sega Genesis as a hand-me-down when I was like 5 years old. And ever since, I've been obviously super deep into games and gaming culture and other nerdy stuff, but video games specifically, I've spent a lot of time playing. It's been like my main hobby, I would say, especially like recreational hobby. I've got other more productive hobbies as an adult, but I still play games. You know, I still find time to play games a lot. So I think when Anna and I first started dating, I wanted to kind of share that with you, right? So that was like something that we kind of found games that we could play together. And I don't know how I convinced you to start playing Team Fortress 2, but that was the first game that we played that was like a competitive game.
I don't know. Yeah, I look back and I think because that's like the first big, like, besides just you and I playing a game, like more than just co-op, right? Like that was the first big one that we started playing, and I don't know how that happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I feel like
it was good.
Team Fortress is just, it's, there's something about that game that just brings people together. Because we're inside segue or information knowledge about myself. I met a girl through Team Fortress Classic.
Hell yes.
Back in the day.
Is this the connections corner?
I feel like there's something about like Valve games, whether it's Team Fortress. I feel like Team Fortress series like makes people fall in love, and then Dota like brings together friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's cheesy and it's terrible, but I'm gonna give it to you.
It's not just, like, I just want to know like what Counter-Strike does, but I have nothing for that.
Yeah, I think that probably just creates this like vicious ball of hatred inside you.
I don't know.
I feel like that. I feel like that creates fraternities.
Yeah, that's true. That's okay. Fair.
It's like the frat boy game.
Yeah,
that's.
And fair. I only know this because I grew up with Counter-Strike as well. And so,
I only know this because I am a frat boy.
I am a frat boy.
Taylor's coming out.
Oh shoot. But yeah, like I grew up on first-person shooters. Like that was everything. Like Quake, Unreal was everything, and then you know CS 1.6 into Source, and you know I even still play Go very, very occasionally. I'm terrible at it. But yeah, and that was really defining for me. I mean, Team Fortress Classic was probably the most like defining game and the game that I actually got the most competitive in. And that was, I feel like easy to do cause I was in college. So it's in college. What are you going to do? Study? No, you're going to play Team Fortress Classic and go crazy on that.
Geez. There were many nights at in my dorm room where I would sneak off to the study room and I would be studying, like I would truthfully be studying, but to take a study break, heavy bunny ears around that baby. I would play Team Fortress 2 with you. I would just play Team Fortress 2, be like, oh, that's enough building of lesson plans for my grammar class. Time to be a great medic.
/ time for love.
I mean, it was really cool though, because like the university that you were going to, it's the same university that I work at now, but it was like a 35-40 minute drive from where we both grew up. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a nice way when we weren't hanging out that we could kind of get a little bit of hangout time in and just relax and catch up, talk about our day, right. You know, that kind of stuff, you know, on a weeknight or whatever, you know, one of those days where we're not
right
planning to hang out.
It was super nice.
Yeah.
I have this and you're grinning because I think you know what I'm about to say. I have this compulsive need, and this has nothing to do, maybe it has something to do with origin stories. I don't know. but I have this compulsive need to like rep this or just make people feel really, really sad for me. I play Team Fortress 2 on a laptop.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Oh, jeez.
And I played entirely with a trackpad, no mouse. No,
for like 200 hours.
Oh, gosh. That's
it's my favorite thing.
No.
Yeah, and we got to the point that we wanted to play competitive TF2. Like, we dipped our toes into that. And I was like,
Yep. You weren't competitive, Anna. Like, there's no way in hell you were competitive on a track. What are you? Oh, my gosh.
I'll back her up here.
Hi-ya!
I'll back her up here. We would be like top two leaderboards pretty much every time.
What?
Every time. I think baby.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my favorite.
I think what was so good about what we were able to pull off is we had coordination, which we were just playing in like random pubs, right? So like nobody talks to anybody, especially on Team Fortress 2. It's chaos. There's like 32 people on each team and nobody is in voice chat talking. They're blaring music or using some, I don't know, Christopher Walken voice box to say Christopher Walken lines. You guys know, you remember.
Oh yeah.
So like the fact that we would get on a voice call and actually communicate a little bit, or even if we weren't using a voice call, like even there were times where I would send a message that would be like, all right, I'm about to ult you, let's go, or whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. Uber, you would Uber people.
yeah
now that word has a totally different connotation.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, you definitely had to have that because you definitely didn't have great mechanical skills being on a freaking laptop with a trackpad.
Boy, let's load up TF2 right now. I'll go get my laptop.
Okay, I don't even play TF2 because Team Fortress Classic is the only freaking Team Fortress that ever even matters. TF2 is for 12-year-olds. All right.
Scared.
So
we weren't that far off when we were playing this game, to be honest. But anyways, that's enough about TF2. That game's basically dead now. So
oh gosh, right. Yes.
So then we decided to move on to Dota 2 for whatever reason. I decided to move on to Dota 2.
Yeah, you did.
I distinctly remember when I started playing Dota 2, you were still playing Team Fortress 2 next to me.
Because what ended up happening was I finally got into TF2, and I was like, hell yeah, this is the coolest shit ever.
And by getting into it, did you actually get like a mouse and keyboard?
Stop
to attack.
Berating me.
A mouse at least, not a keyboard.
I'm not playing this game with you, son. Listen, I was into that game, and then Steven was like, I'm trying out this new game, Dota. And I was like, I've never played a game with people before. TF2 took me forever to understand the ebb and flow of gameplay and like all the different roles. And then he was like, here's this game that has, I think at the time, like 50 fucking heroes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't.
And whole crazy big depth of in-game, you know, understanding. God.
Mm-hmm.
So I dragged her into that somehow. And we got probably 100 hours down that rabbit hole. And we had started to kind of develop a little bit of a friend circle just from people that we had met in game, and they had kind of come and gone a little bit. One of the people that we met is still in our friend circle, Phil. We'd actually met him playing the original Dire Tide event. Wasn't that where we originally met him?
Uh-huh.
So that event has always been like near and dear to my heart. I know Reddit, if you go on the Dota 2 subreddit, they still make Give Diretide jokes because they haven't like officially re-released that that mode since they originally did. But that was always like a lot of fun to play with him. And then we kind of got to the point where we were taking it a little more seriously, and that's where we decided to reach out. And then we did that post, and we talked about wanting this chill environment. And I think that's kind of carried through that chill vibe ideal has kind of carried through to today, which I think is part of why we have grown to such a decent sized group now of people with like mind, right? We all kind of have that same attitude when we approach a game
for the most part. Why we became friends instead of just, you know, competitive people who after, you know, our competitive run, which I don't even know if we made it to the playoffs in JDL, but where like when that ended, we didn't just break up and, you know, never speak again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys ever get into MMOs beforehand or previously, like with WoW?
This is not us, but I was obsessed with Pirates of the Caribbean Online.
I didn't even know that was a game. Wow. Was it an MMO?
Yes, it was an MMO, I do believe.
Oh my gosh.
It was multiplayer, like online. You could have a ship. You would go out and attack your ship.
Of course.
I mean, it was... He's looking at it right now. Oh my gosh. That is
I can totally see you playing this game.
Yeah. So I always was like into... Oh yeah, it was straight up like... Anna living out her pirate dreams. Like, no wonder Assassin's Creed Black Flag was like, hell yeah. but I played that, and I really got into the whole guild thing. Like, I always kept wanting to find your, like, pirate guild or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
That wasn't an avenue, really, in that game. Like, it was, it was full of, you know, immature children.
Yes.
Won't blow your mind. There's a fan project that is a recreation of this game.
Are you?
Why?
Finished?
Oh my gosh.
No. Why? It is because it's fucking boss.
Okay, I never. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it's so active that there are updates on August 4th, August 17th, August 29th of this year.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't believe that.
I would sing refrains from that show, but
I'm registering.
Copyright.
No.
Yes!
Oh no.
Register.
We're gonna
play this in between this episode and next episode. And we're gonna talk about it.
Yes.
You know what?
Tyler, are you in?
I am in only because I get to play this game, and then the very next episode, I get to berate this for fucking 30 minutes to an hour, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
I am too. It's going to be garbage. It looks like garbage.
No, it looks exactly like I remember, which is...
Like garbage?
You know what? You know what I would love? I would love if this turns into is like, hey, we play shitty games and then talk about it for about 30 minutes an hour. You know? I would fucking love that as a podcast.
I'm all right with that.
I'm actually really okay genius. With this.
Yeah.
So fuck origin stories. Fuck Idle Tales. We are now play shitty games and talk about it. I love this. I fucking love this.
Oh my
all right.
God. What if we just call it bottom of the barrel?
and we'll give honest reviews. And I think also too we should give like reviews where we just like the whole point is to give a review and the first one to crack and break and laugh or something like that like loses and we'll just see.
Oh my gosh! So what if that's like a little segment on our podcast?
Yeah, the most ridiculous review.
Okay, so we have a segment. I'm gonna write this segment down when we're done. Oh, we're doing it next time.
I love it. Yes.
Pirates, and I will most definitely crack first.
Yes, and we have I don't know about you guys, but I mean, looking at my fucking Steam library, there are plenty of games for me to go back into and just play again and then talk about. Because
we could also find just like garbage online.
Down. Games.
Oh yeah, I mean, I find garbage online all the time and gift it to Anna.
yeah,
just for giggles. So.
Yep, he does. I have so many games in my Steam library.
What is it like that? Is it like the hamster fighting game?
Anna
loves that game.
That game is legit.
See, so sometimes there's some legit games.
It's so good, Hamsterdam. Yeah.
Hamsterdam.
Pause of Justice. How can you play a game called Hamsterdam Pause of Justice?
You can't.
This is where our origin story just blends into mush, because somehow we went from Dota to Pirates of the Caribbean Online to Hamsterdam Pause of Justice.
Well, which is
a lot of history here.
We're going to play this The Legend of Pirates Online. And recreation of Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean Online trademark copyright.
So I can actually play this right now.
Oh yeah.
Why am I why am I recording a podcast right now?
Because we've got about 4 minutes left on our reel.
Shit.
So I don't go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna try and get us out of this hellhole that we found ourselves in. Of
amazing, groundbreaking.
I feel like okay, hey guys, we're talking about this today, and then like Anna and I do like everything we fucking can to just drive off subject, and Steven's like, please, yeah, you did. You brought up fucking Pirates of the Caribbean, the shitty ass game. And you were also the one who decided to play a game with no fucking mouse and keyboard, like you're a 12-year-old, like, you know, finding cotton candy for the first time.
You wanted a podcast about our origin stories, a podcast about me, and my origin story includes playing Heavy and Pyro with a trackpad and playing the MMO Pirates of the Caribbean Online, which you asked.
Yeah, okay. Well, lesson learned. I should have done my fucking research so I could know to just stay away from this.
There you go. Steven, did you play MMOs?
Yes, I did. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I mean, I did play a lot of WoW. I played during the,
when it first came out? Oh, so okay.
I played a little bit when it first came out. I did buy the base game, and I played for like a month or two. But I never got to like max level or played it seriously. And then Wrath of the Lich King, which I think was the second expansion. Is that right?
Yeah. Burning Crusade, and then it was... Fuck, I don't remember.
I guess the second expansion.
I guess I can look it up.
So I started playing when it came out, and I played like really heavy. I played every day. Okay, cool. I played every day. I finally got to max level, which was a big deal for me then. I think it was a big deal for a lot of people to hit max level still at that point. Nowadays, like if you buy the current expansion, I think they give you like 2 or 3 free max level tokens that you can just like press a button and level max level, because they want you to get to the new stuff. Because the way that game was kind of built around was like you have to be max level before you can really start playing. And I think it's still kind of built that way, but they've just kept upping the max level. So it's this like almost unachievable goal. It's so far away, but they've also like added stuff to make it easier. But I played a lot of that. I played Guild Wars was a big one for me growing up, the first one.
Yeah.
Partly because it was free, partly because it worked really well on a dial-up connection. So we lived out in the boonies during the MMO kind of heyday. So I didn't really have a great connection. So I played a lot of that. A lot of RuneScape, the original RuneScape. Me and my middle school buddies would play it in the computers in the back of the classroom.
RuneScape, classic, yeah.
How about you? What did you get in? I know you played some MMOs before.
Oh, I was deep into WoW. And like Anna shared kind of with her story and the fact of when I went... 2004, so I'm just showing my age too, but like 2004... is in first year, because 2004 is when it came out, right? I'm trying to remember. Yes, 2004, first year of college. So fall, first year of college, I joined a frat and I became a frat boy, hence why I played Counter-Strike. But then WoW came out right that November, and I remember in fall quarter had kind of... Yeah, it kind of just ended, or it was just about to end. And I remember I got good grades. got good grades. And then winter quarter came. I was on the quarter system in college. Winter quarter came, and I was so into WoW. And I was, my friends were very hardcore into WoW. I played that game. I got stories about this game too, but I'll share maybe just like one or whatever. But I played that game so much that I failed winter quarter. And I was okay, so I grew up too. I was an A student all through high school. Getting a B, my mom would like beat me. She would get very much on me for like getting B's. And so like I got my like first C, and I think I got all C's or whatever. Got my first C like ever. My mom like flipped out. It was just went like crazy. And I had to like put WoW aside for the spring quarter. And then I got like Dean's List in the spring quarter. So I don't really think that WoW was the problem. One of my WoW stories, this is how much I was into WoW. One of my WoW stories, I played a rogue and I was with a bunch of friends and we were doing these Wren runs, and it's like the first thing of was like lower Blackrock Spire or something like that, or upper Blackrock Spire. And like the halfway boss was this Wren guy. And I was out, I was drinking. It was like a Friday night, and I get like this call from my friend. And he's like, hey, we're doing these Wren runs. And there's like, and I was playing a rogue, and there's like this weapon you could get. It was this like top of the line rogue weapon, end game weapon from Wren. And he's like, hey, you should like join the thing. I was out. I was already like a little bit drunk. So I called up my roommate who was in my room, and I was like, boot up my computer and like launch into WoW. I told him like my password or whatever, so he could get me into the group at least and like get me in there. And then like I hurried home and I was playing, and we went, and this is what I remember. I wake up to my roommate shaking me. I had, every time I drank in freshman year of college, I blacked out. I was face down on my keyboard, and I woke up and I looked at my screen, and I had like the res thing up there. It's like click to accept res or whatever. So like I accepted my res, and I have no idea what the fuck's going on. I passed out, you know, blackout drunk, and I just like came to, and I'm getting all these private messages, and they're like, hey, like roll, you got to roll. I'm like, oh, slash roll or whatever. And like everyone starts going crazy. I'm like, oh, cool. This is great. I don't know why everyone's going crazy. The dagger had dropped and I got the dagger. There was this younger other rogue who was also in the guild. And like he was sending me these messages before I roll of like, I'll do anything for you. Like, let me know. Like, here, I'll give you all this stuff. You can have everything after this or whatever. Just let me. And like, I didn't know what he was saying though. And I just rolled. And then like after it, and like I got it, I was drunk. Like I just equipped it in my offhand. It was just the worst like vitriol from this young person. Like, I'm like, you're stupid. You're the scum of the earth. You don't even know how to rogue. I'm a way better rogue than you. And like you're putting it in the offhand. Like, that's not even how you should be doing it. And I gave him shit the rest of like the time that I knew him.
So I just want to visualize this. You in that game, doesn't it like show on you when you equip something?
Yeah.
So this dude's like standing in front of you. Was he like in your group?
Oh yeah, he was in the group. He was in our guild.
Yeah, and he's standing in front of you, watching you, begging you, pleading you. He sees you get it.
Yep.
And then you just put it on immediately in front of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bold move.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that's the kind of shenanigans that we would pull intentionally on one another in our current Dota Friends group.
That's very much so, yes.
I'm still kind of stuck on the fact that it's blackout drunk and you won this. Okay, I don't know shit all about WoW, but you won this fight to get this dagger.
Which I was dead. I died in that fight. I was in a corner. I was in a fucking corner dead. And I came to and someone was rezzing me.
And you just were like, click, 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 playing, bitch. Oh, wait, I'm dead. And
I
just laid down. You were like, I'm done.
I passed out. I have no recollection of it. Like, I passed out during, like, honestly, and I would love for this to be the case. I would love it, like, if I didn't do dick all during that fight. I just somehow, Like, my face slammed on the keyboard. I ran into a corner and died.
I'm going to need to see the DPS meters on this fight, Tyler.
This was before DPS meters. Like, and no joke, that kid was a way better rogue than me. Absolutely better rogue than me. But I got the dagger.
But he deserved it more.
Doesn't matter, because because if there was DPS meters afterwards, I was doing more DPS because I had the dagger.
Wow.
Climbing that ladder, son.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it just goes to show you, you youngins, life's shit. It's unfair. And
sometimes Pirates of the Caribbean Online gets canceled.
I have many life lessons to close sometimes this episode out.
Lose a dagger that you deserve, but some drunk college freshman gets it instead.
I would love it if that still haunts him to this day.
Oh no, it's kind of like it's the meme from Fairly Odd Parents where the dad's like, and this is where I'd put my dagger from WoW if I had one. Uh-huh. Still got this like pedestal in WoW.
I remember that, and I never took it. It was a main hand dagger. I always had it in my offhand.
I didn't even know that you could do that. I didn't know that there was like daggers that were better for main hand versus offhand. That's like such a weird concept to me.
Cause the high like base damage or something like that made it better for like as a main hand or whatever. And yeah,
this is also the origin of Tyler as an asshole. Yeah, that's it. Oh, look, you agree.
Look, okay, first off, this kid was a real asshole, okay? And I was drunk, so I was inculpable, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're going down a slippery slope, guys.
Like, turn this around.
Oh, shit. Well, thank you guys for coming to, I don't know.
We're done. Thanks for our podcast. It's over now for good.
So I think we got the origin story of how we all came together, right?
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you know. Long story short, Reddit.
Reddit, Dota. Don't be a dick.
Or be a dick, because sometimes it gets you things. Look, I wasn't a friends. Dick.
I
not friends.
You're calling yourself out, right? No.
Well, that's fine. Like, I can call myself a dick. Okay.
You do that. It's true.
All right. It's true. And I think on that note, we can end with me being a dick.
It's a good note to end on.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. So next time, let's just get clear. So next time, we're going to play this Pirates of the Caribbean game, mm-hmm. and then we're just going to talk shit on it.
We'll link it in our show notes. Do we have show notes?
Yeah, Anna, you'll send out a Twitter or a tweet or whatever those kids call it nowadays.
Whatever those kids. God love it. All right. I will send it out, absolutely.
And you guys can, you know, all six of our listeners, you guys can join with us. And
I am going to be posting a link to the Pirates of the Caribbean Online so that you can also be with us on this journey.
Please join us. Yes.
Oranges, don't get scurvy, and try not to get addicted, because
you just might.
Too late.
Steven's been playing this whole time.
It's too late for me, guys. Go on without me.
And if you want the full experience, make sure you play it on a laptop with a trackball. And
maybe you'll be good.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. So next time on Idle Tales 3, it's going to be Jack and the crew. We also might get Johnny Depp on the show to help us with it. So stay tuned for that. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.